Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. The number of cases of coronavirus in the state continues to rise. About half of the state's deaths have been in the Milwaukee area, and the north side of the city has been hit especially hard. Officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are in Milwaukee trying to figure out how the virus is being transmitted. The hope is the work will help explain why so many people on the north side are being affected. On any given day, there are between 1 and 5 CDC team members working out of the North Shore Health Department's Operations Center. Ann Christensen leads a small team at the North Shore Health Department, and she spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz about the work the CDC is doing in Milwaukee. She begins with the department's efforts to inform and advise people at high risk of contracting the virus.
We're alerted when there is a positive test result. And then our role is to follow up with those cases to assess essentially where they've been within, the last several weeks and determine who they might have potentially encountered or, in our terms, been who has been exposed by that person. And then to reach out to those who've been exposed, they're called contacts, and to determine what the next steps are for those individuals. So people who may have had a low risk of exposure, that would be kind of in the same vicinity, perhaps, greater than a 6-foot distance. Those people are advised then to monitor their own symptoms for about 14 days. If people have been in closer contact, again, maybe within that 6-foot range, they may be considered medium risk, and then they're advised to quarantine themselves for 14 days.
Give us more of an idea of what quarantine is and when you advise people to take that action.
Right. So quarantine is, it's staying away from the general public. If it's possible to kind of separate oneself from kind of family members who may be more at risk of symptoms for COVID or some of the poor health outcomes, then they would be advised to maybe separate a little bit more thoughtfully with those individuals. But for a quarantine, one doesn't have the disease yet. That's important for people to know that they're just in a place where they're monitoring their signs and symptoms away from others so that if they were to develop the disease, then they're not risking other people from getting it.
Then do you keep in touch with people who've potentially been exposed?
Right, we are. So we'll, it depends on the level of risk. So if they're a low risk, we're not. And for some of the medium risks, we're not either. But really, we are staying in touch with those higher risk contacts. Those would be household members. And then there are some employer groups where we're wanting to be notified if they have positive cases and potentially people that are exposed, just so we can monitor any potential outbreaks that might happen in some of those settings.
So remind us, who falls under the higher risk category?
Yeah, so when I say higher risk, I mean people that have been in really close proximity. Those would be household members. But those are people that are at higher risk for developing complications from COVID are those who are over 60 or have underlying medical conditions.
You're tracking people, of course, who've been tested and tested positive. Who falls under that current testing criteria?
Yeah, so we've sort of seen 3 waves of testing. So the first was, very limited testing amongst people who were hospitalized. Then we saw, as testing capabilities expanded, that more people with mild symptoms were able to be tested. Again, as we got more tests in for those individuals, then shortages came into play, as well as the limits on some of the testing facilities. So then it's again gotten triaged back to individuals who are in the hospital and a healthcare provider. So, it was early on, it was a very small group, then it expanded a bit, and now it's become a small group again. And so the cases that we're seeing of people with COVID that have been tested are the ones that are hospitalized or healthcare workers who are able to be tested. So it's a pretty slim group of people. My hope and what I've heard kind of more on the national level is that testing would be expanded, but at this point, it's still pretty limited.
And you told me before we started the interview that your team is currently adding 3 to 4 new COVID-19 cases a day.
We've had 41 cumulative cases in, again, here in the North Shore area, but we have had about 11 of those cases that have had their signs and symptoms resolved, and they've finished their isolation period. So we've considered them to be off the caseload because they've gotten well. So, you know, people are getting better. That's an important message for people to hear too, that, you know, once they're in isolation, there is a limited or finite period of time for most people. And so they get better and they can go about back to their normal lives.
So whether hospitalized or not, someone who tests positive needs to be isolated for at least 7 days. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's the recommendation there is, so 7 days, as you say, plus three of those being fever-free without any sort of assistance from Tylenol or other medication. And then if they had respiratory symptoms, that there's some bettering of their symptoms within that three-day period.
And then for people who have tested positive for COVID-19 while they're in the hospital, what's the protocol when they're hopefully getting better and they're released?
Right. It really is a case-by-case basis, depending on kind of what those signs and symptoms were that caused them to be in the hospital. Most of those hospitalized patients are probably going to be for a longer isolation period than the 7 days. Most of our current hospitalized patients are still there, so we haven't crossed that bridge at this point. But my guess is there'll be still some time when they're going to be isolated.
So your team is hard at it. But in terms of being prepared for the job you're doing, you've said this is the work that your training prepared you for.
Right. This is really what public health is trained to do. So we receive notifications about varying communicable diseases, and then our job is to assess, you know, who those individuals might have been in contact with, and then make guidance recommendations based on those people who've been exposed. So again, quarantine might be appropriate for some. In other disease cases, an immunization might be recommended. So this is what local health departments do every day. This is obviously a much larger scale of our work, but this is what we've been trained to do.
We've been hearing through local and state public health briefings that the CDC, that's the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is in the Milwaukee area. That includes the North Shore area. Is that right?
So the CDC is in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. That's our state health department. They're here at the North Shore Health Department, as well as the City of Milwaukee and Wauwatosa, as the state lab of, or the Milwaukee lab as well, the public health laboratory there. And they are here largely to work on assessing household transmission. So getting a better handle on questions about who in the household develops the disease based on that individual who may test positive, what are those risk factors for transmission, again, how many people become infected, whether they're symptomatic or asymptomatic without symptoms. So they're really trying to understand a little bit more about, again, those household groupings. But they've also been here, again, locally based to support not just my health department, but other health departments in the area with our cases, specifically helping with some of our contact investigations and helping us get a better handle on some of the nuanced questions that we're getting both from the community as well as within our own team.
I've heard the CDC hopes to work closely with up to 30 households that are impacted by COVID-19. Is that right?
Right. So again, my understanding from my conversations with them is they're looking at 20 to 30. They've been here embedded in our health department for about 2 weeks. They may have been working on their study longer than that. But yeah, essentially trying to just learn a little bit more about that household transmission that is occurring for family members that have been in close contact with their loved ones with COVID-19.
Do the CDC teams visit families and test individuals in their homes?
Right. Yeah, they are interviewing family members as well as going in and doing some testing for those household members.
So is the CDC's goal to try to get the COVID-19 outbreak under control in this region?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, they as you said, that they're professionals, and so they're going in appropriately protected and helping us to know more about this virus that is so novel for all of us. So the more information they can gather, the more we're going to have a better assessment of who is at risk, of getting the virus and who might be protected from that. So it is important work.
Have entire families been infected?
Yeah, there's no kind of clear picture for some of these families, at least with regard to our cases. And remembering that the incubation period is 14 days, so for some households, this disease course may play out over a long period of time, so that if there are a number of household members, we may be, and we certainly are, at this early stage in the disease, just not knowing whether everybody would get the disease or whether it would only affect certain members of the household. It's I guess the best way to say it is it's just too early to tell the answer to that question. I think the important thing for people to know is the social distancing, you know, keeping that physical distance of 6 feet is really critical for stopping the spread of the virus, and that community members are doing a great job of this, but we want people to really know that this is important to continue, especially as we've been quarantining ourselves for a while now, that not to give up on these or not to think that it doesn't make a difference, because it really does. One of the things that we see as a direct result is when we have positive cases, that instead of having hundreds of people that they've potentially exposed, our groupings have really shrunken down to a handful of people. And so that does demonstrate that social distancing and keeping to that stay safe at home message is making a difference, and we really want people to continue to do that. So that is definitely something that everybody should know.
How's your team holding up? You're all putting in long, long hours.
Yeah, we're putting in long hours, we're trying to keep positive with regard to the progress that we're making. We're getting a ton of really great support from the community, thank yous and, notes of appreciation. So that really does help keep us going. But we're all doing this because public health affects everybody. And the motto that I personally use is just, I know that the goal of this is to get my kids back to school and our lives back to normal. And so it's important for us to keep at it and to know it's a marathon, but we all have a stake in this turning out for the better so that we can all get back to our lives.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ann Christensen is the director of the North Shore Health Department, and she spoke with WUWM's Susan Bentz.